It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
No, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the eight-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guy.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny. On Getting Skinny.
Doctor, back in the studio.
Good morning, Lee. Good to see you here, Atlanta, Georgia, Thursday morning, July 1st.
Yep.
The first day of July.
You know what that means.
Yep. We got July 4th rolling around this weekend. I know you're going to be excited because I know you're going to be doing some fun stuff, aren't you?
I will be at the Roswell Tree.
Weren't they supposed to come in to talk about that again? What happened?
Look, I don't schedule the show. I just show up here.
But aren't you friends with those people?
Yes.
So weren't they
bummed
out?
Not that good of friends, obviously.
Weren't they like, hey, we're coming on the show to talk about this Roswell Tree run?
Yes, I put them on another show.
What is this? Tell us what is it about.
The Roswell Tree is a spoof of the Peachtree Road Race,
which is one of the big 10K races throughout this country on July 4th.
And so this lady who started this, and all the proceeds benefit the Atlanta Food Bank, which is a charity.
Right, and you eat breakfast, everybody eats breakfast or something
right.
like that?
Right, and you don't have to really run. That's the beauty. And everybody wins.
Everybody's a winner. And everybody has to win a certain category, right?
You're right. You create a category for yourself, and I think my category is best fat guy radio host, and I'll be able to win because I'll be the only one in the category.
You get like an award?
Yes.
Like a trophy or something?
I get a certificate.
Oh. They got to give out trophies, like a medal.
No.
That would be killer if you got a medal.
That would be nice, but that's not
sponsorship dollars. Then you get like a medal.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And then it's up to a 10K, but you can really do whatever you want, walk, run.
Yeah. So somebody I spoke to had a number for me for the Peachtree Road Race, see if I wanted to run.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I was, because I've never run.
Really,
the
after
Road
all these years?
20 years, guy who runs as much as I have never run the Peachtree Road Race. So I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. So I'm like, when is it? It's like Sunday.
July 4th.
I'm like, dude, I play soccer on Sunday.
Yeah, priorities.
I'm playing soccer. I'm playing soccer. There's no way.
You don't want to run with 50,000 other
people? No, I don't know. Give up a soccer day for that? I had to give one up last week because driving the kids to camp. So we dropped our kids off at camp last week. So
you're empty nesters.
Yep. This whole week, we're down to one. And
why can't you get rid of all of them?
Yeah, the little one didn't want to go to camp. So, But Lee, big news here. Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy World.
And what is that?
We finally have seen the advanced edition of our book.
I have it with me.
You have it right in your hand.
I'm holding it up.
Let me look at it.
For our studio audience.
What does it say on it? What's it called now? It's
35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids.
You know, it's funny. I was on TV this week in Huntsville.
Yes.
And I brought the book with me.
Yes.
And I was, so they're like.
You forgot the name.
No, it's like, yeah. So I said, so tell us about your book. I'm like, my book, let's see. This is our second book, and it's called, I'm like, oh, let me, I forgot the title.
What is it called?
That's a tough title. 35 Things, what is it called?
Yeah, there's 35 Things to Know to Raise Active. There's lots of words.
A lot of words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, it's how to raise active kids.
Yes, that's in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, and we talk a lot about.
And it's orange, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind and it's fat. It's kind
of
thick.
It looks like wow, that's a lot of pages.
Yeah, it looks like but it fits in the palm of your hand.
You gotta love that. It's perfect for us. It's like us. It's actual size of us actually.
Now, did you notice on the back the price of that thing?
Canada,
it's not too expensive.
$10.
Yeah, you can afford that.
Easy.
$10.
I'm going to get two.
Yeah. So we talk a lot about in the book about non-structured activities.
Yes.
Right? That's the focus of what we're talking about. Kids, they don't know how to play.
They don't
nowadays.
Know how to play.
They're
too structured, too many leagues and teams and coaches. Come on.
Yeah. They don't even know how to go outside and play.
You know, I saw the movie Grown Ups. Have you seen that? Because it kind of touches on the same subject.
The Camp?
The Grown Ups movie with Adam Sandler.
I saw it too. What'd you think?
I thought it reminded me of the book. Because that was his issue.
That was his issue, right.
They didn't know how to skim a rock. They didn't know how to swing on a rope.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, so, and that, actually, we're going to start selling the books.
To Adam Sandler.
To the, with the movies.
Yeah, we'll hang out in front of the movie.
Right. Did you see this movie? Did it touch a chord?
Read
this book.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So we have the advanced copy, and it should be out in August.
That's right. August is the date.
And we're going to be on a book tour, I think.
You think? They got it scheduled?
I don't know, but it sounds like...
Oprah?
I told them, you know, it would be a good idea, too, for us to do?
What?
Jewish book festivals.
Why?
The food, man. That's good eating. Go around. We got to, you know, we'll be up in New York. They have Jewish book festivals up there.
Yeah, there you go.
We're two Jews.
You are.
Well, you...
You're Jewish enough for both of us.
So don't you think that'd be a good idea?
Yes.
Anything. Don't you think that'd be funny?
I think, like, schools. We should be in schools. So PTA meeting.
This is what I want to get to now. This is the most important thing. So you have a copy of the book. They sent a couple of copies to me, a couple of copies to you. Your book comes to your house.
Correct.
How does your wife respond?
She was very proud.
What did she say?
She's like, how exciting that your book's here. Very proud.
Very proud.
I think she made me take a picture of it so she could post it on Facebook. That's what I think happened.
That's really what happened?
Yes.
Okay. I had a little different experience. My experience was, got the book. I had to take my, I had to go pick up my daughter from camp, from day camp. So I'm like, oh, look, something came in the mail. Open it up, the book. Here, babe, look, the book came.
Right.
Oh, okay. I run out the door.
Right.
10 seconds later, the phone rings.
She was all excited. That's awesome.
So
that's
great. Let me see the book. I got to tell you what she asked me.
You want me to throw it to you?
Throw it to me.
Great. So, we're throwing the book in the middle of the show.
So nice. She says to me, do you know it says advanced reading copy on the front?
Yes, it does. And it's true. It says that in big, bold letters.
Big, bold letters. I'm like...
To let you know, this isn't the final final.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that. It's not the final copy. Okay. Well, you know it says advanced reading copy not for resale on the back.
Uh-oh.
I'm like...
It's true. It's true. She's very observant, your wife.
So I'm like... Okay, the book, that's the one, that's the,
look,
that's the
that
one
caught her eye. That caught her eye.
Oh, man. So I got a little fired up about that.
You just need...
Here's the deal. For our listeners out there, people, like, if you're married to guys that write books, when the book comes in the mail for the first time, just say, like, oh,
cool.
Wow, honey, that's great really
job.
Cool. I don't know too many people that have written a book before.
Let alone two.
And just celebrate the book, the fact that it's there, that it came out. And you don't have to go to the details of the advanced reading copy, not for resale, is written on the back of the book. You don't need that. And then where's your picture? I don't see your picture on the book.
Wow, man. What about her book? Where's her picture on her book?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So not so good. How's the Supercycle coming with
Supercycle
you?
Supercycle is we go out on it. I want to say once ever.
We're gonna have
to,
you and
we
I.
We have to go and use it.
We have to use it. We have to get
we
out.
We gotta get it out of my basement because it's very large. It's not that easy to take. It's anywhere. It's a very big
now,
machine.
When you get that bike out, I'm sure you have to take it through that back door. You don't go.
No,
up
we
the stairs
go up the stairs. We go one
You're
shot.
Kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Why?
It's the easiest way to do it.
You try going out the back door?
Well, the back door, then there's mud and it's dirty and you're outside.
There's a lot of and animals.
Animals,
and
you don't want to do that.
You don't do that. Okay.
I had never even been in my backyard.
So, I know. So so you've been taking that with your son? What about your wife?
We've done it. My wife went on one time and said that was enough. She didn't want to do it
anymore. A little dangerous?
And she won't go with my kid, so I have to drive at all times. So.
Has the kid driven when you're
I've tried to have him drive, but that was another experiment that lasted a very short amount of time.
He's not mature enough to handle the power of the driver?
Well, you're the steerer and the braker when you're driving, and it's not that easy. It's a big, big bike.
He doesn't have that many
hours on the road.
Did you guys wipe out at all?
No, we have not fallen yet.
Wow.
Yet. It's just a matter of when.
Okay. So we got to take that thing out for a spin. That'd be fun. Any events coming up we can do that with?
Look, there's lots of events coming up.
Not the Tour de France.
There
I know that's
go.
Coming up.
The
I don't want
Tour de Georgia, right?
No, I don't want a tour. It's got to be some sort of one of those MS bike rides, one of those things where it's one of those fake rides, you know, the rides where you're riding for charity, but it's like everybody's a winner. You like all those events where everybody wins and nobody loses. I like it when there's a little bit of competition, you know, there's something to lose. But, you know, we'll see. We've never driven the bike together, so we'll have to see how that works out. Are you interested in that? You think that would be...
Yeah, I'm in for sure. I mean, especially because I get to be in the back and I don't really have to do anything.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to do all the heavy lifting, and then you won't be able to tell if I'm really pedaling or
you
not.
You know, Lee, I don't know if you know this, but there's going to be a big issue that's going to be coming around the corner here. It has to do with seafood that's going to be distributed at supermarkets.
Oh, because of the Gulf?
Yeah, because of
there's no more shrimp. What do you care?
No, it's not shrimp. It's going to be tuna. It's going to be this is the other thing. My kid was like, my kid now, you know, he's likes fast food, and he's like, I'm not eating any oil salmon. I'm like, dude.
Oil salmon?
I'm like, there's no salmon in the Gulf. I don't know if you know this, but they're not. Yeah, he's trying to now make an excuse of why, because we cook salmon a lot at the house.
Right. He's trying to
now pull the salmon into the Gulf. But on a more serious note, we're gonna see how this is gonna impact us at the supermarket, because first of all, how are you gonna determine where the fish came from?
They're supposed to tell you.
Yeah. Okay.
They wouldn't lie.
Yeah. You don't think they would lie?
No.
Well, I think there's a lot at stake here with the fish. And first of all, what's at stake is, number one, BP wants all the fish to be safe, to be eaten, right? So they're going to be lobbying real hard. You know, they're going to be lobbying so that the fish is not contaminated by the petroleum-based oil, right, which we know causes cancer.
What's a little petroleum? Oh, come on.
And
it's not that bad.
Neurological problems.
But it also helps digestion.
Speeds it along a little bit. And then, of course, you know, you're going to have the...
And how many miles per gallon does a salmon get?
Right. And plus the lobbyists for the, you know, that are pushing for the safety for, you know, the people that are for the fish, that
yes,
the fishermen stuff.
They want to be out there.
They want
that's
everything to be safe, to be eaten.
So you think they're going to err on the side of there's going to be acceptable...
unleaded.
You want to know your octane
here's
of your
the
fish
deal.
In the future.
Here's the deal. I know that when you go to the supermarket and they go, Pacific, you know, it's like Pacific tuna.
Pacific,
yeah.
Right. You want
how do I know? How do I know for sure? How do I know? Like, this bin over here is Gulf. This bin over here is Pacific. How do I know they just don't switch it? It's kind of like when you go to a restaurant and you order the mahi-mahi or the grouper.
Right.
And you don't know what you're getting.
Could be anything.
It could be anything. It could be what they have. It's left in the back of the
right.
freezer. I don't know. But I want to talk to our next guest about that. Maybe she'll have
a
better understanding of that. We have with us Catherine Cassidy. She is she's just the big kahuna. It says vice president, editor-in-chief. I want to call her the big kahuna. She's the one who makes everything happen over at A Taste of Home, tasteofhome.com. Great website. And she's been on television. She's been on Good Morning America. She's been on The Early Show. She's been she's everywhere. And they have a bunch of cookbooks at A Taste of Home. And we're going to be talking with her about that today. Catherine, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And, you know, we were just talking about the fish that's coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. And
what octane fish do you like?
92.
Unleaded?
96? 92? What do you like?
You know, I have thought about that. I'm a huge shrimp lover and seafood lover, and I don't know what that's going to be like going forward. It's kind of sad because, you know, to bring it back to like the reason I'm here, it's fish is so good for you.
Yeah.
And that we might have, I don't know, that it will get more expensive, and you know, how are we going to?
Right.
Less people will eat it. I don't know.
Exactly. It's going to be, first of all, it's going to be more expensive. But this is the one thing that I love you're going to see that's going to happen is that they're going to lobby to say fish isn't safe. You can't eat fish. But they're going to say let's eat fast food and other things. And probably eating the fish that's been contaminated would probably be healthier than eating some of the fast food that people would go for. So it's really an amazing thing that people are going to shift their habits away from fish for at least a little bit, especially if it's going to be more expensive. But let's get back to the website, Taste of Home. First of all, how long has the website been out there, Catherine? Because there's so much information. There's so much stuff there. It's just if you're looking for something to cook at night, instead of like opening up, like go to the website and boom, you have 1,000 things you can choose from.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we actually started late in the game, you know, in the web arena. We had a very small website until about 2006, and then we relaunched it again in 2008. Now, I mean, it really is, it's an amazing resource. There are over 50,000 recipes that are completely searchable. You can put them in your recipe box. I use it myself just so I know, you know, what it offers to people, and it really is very, very cool. If you're looking for fish.
Right, fish recipes.
Or grilled recipes, or I'm on a diet and I want diabetic-friendly recipes. You can search our database in so many different ways, and it will just bring everything up. Everything has a color photo, which I think is wonderful. That's not always the case, with web recipes. And, you know, and then, it's all backed by Taste of Home. These are all reader-submitted recipes, which we test here in our test kitchen. Every recipe that's on our site right now, they're all tested. So, you know, we can kind of stand behind it and say, you know, these really work.
Right. Now, do people usually, do they cook differently based upon the seasons? Like, is there like a summertime? Like, people are just doing things a lot differently in the summer than they do in the winter?
Oh, yeah. Things are very seasonal. There are foods that you just don't even, people, and it's kind of too bad. People don't think about, for instance, acorn squash and things like that. In the summertime, when really they're quite good, and you can put them in the microwave, and you can put them on the grill, and they're fabulous. But, yeah, there are foods that that surface at certain times, and that, you know, we keep track of what people search. And like, our folks are they follow the holidays.
The holidays.
So right now, the big searches are about 4th of July.
Ah.
4th of July, family reunion picnics. So we got a lot of burgers people are searching for, a lot of picnic salads, grilled things. And, of course, we have tons and tons of that. So if you're planning any kind of 4th of July, I think actually on our homepage now we have a 4th of July hub. So if you're looking for, like, we'll do all your planning. There's a hub that has all kinds of different recipes that that you can put together for 4th of July. And if you're searching for, you know, things that are on the light side, that's there too. So, you know, everything that we do a lighter version of.
Now, do people really do look for recipes for 4th of July? Because I would think, like, 4th of July.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah, hot dogs, hamburgers. You know, what is there? What do people, I mean?
Well, you know, if you've got a whole bunch of people coming over and you're somebody like me and you are, you know, they're coming to your house.
That's in Wisconsin, right? This is
4th
of July in Wisconsin.
There's some bratwurst.
Bratwurst are going on over there, right?
Brats, okay. Hot dogs. The grills are definitely will be firing up. But, you know, you want to have the things that go around it, like the potato salads or the green salads or just side dishes. Desserts are huge, you know, pies and ice cream desserts. And so there's a lot, you know, there's a lot more that you can do for your picnic than just, you know, throwing stuff on the grill.
Yeah.
Now, are you finding that more and more people are going to farmers markets and finding and eating fresh food?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, even when a trend comes, I mean, we have a huge audience, and it's very mainstream. So, you know, when it's happening with our audience, it's happening everywhere. And I think that people are, they are looking closer to home, that the whole idea of, you know, eating and buying locally, really has touched our folks. And if you think about it, Taste of Home, it has its roots in Midwestern farm families. So it makes sense for our audience anyway. But I think it's, you know, because you would grow all of your own food and then, you know, and then you would eat it. But I think it is a very, very big trend nowadays to hit those farmers markets and, you know, find the things that are in season, the things that are grown near you when you can, and take advantage of the fact that they are fresh. And generally, the things that are grown locally and they're in season are so much better, so much more flavorful.
Yeah.
You know, a locally grown tomato in season is just it's a marvelous thing.
Yeah. Now, also, with Taste of Home, you guys are not just a website. You actually produce a lot of content and a lot of books. You currently have out the Comfort Food Diet Cookbook and also Quick Cooking as well?
Oh, yes. We have, you know, Taste of Home magazine is actually the largest food magazine in the world, believe it or not, published right here out of suburban Milwaukee. And we do have a huge cookbook publishing business. If you can find out more about all the things that we do by visiting us at tasteofhome.com. But Yeah, one of our brand new books that we're very pleased with and proud of is The Comfort Food Diet. And, you know, one of the biggest requests that we've gotten from our readership over the last few years is please help us eat healthy. We want the kind of food that we're used to. You know, they want their comfort food and they want to eat it too. So our nutritionists worked with our editors to pull the recipes that made the most sense to put into a plan, a 1,400 calorie a day plan with lots and lots of mix and match recipes that essentially allows you to lose weight by eating foods that you are comfortable with eating. There's no secret to this. It is food that you purchase in the supermarket. You make it yourself. We have a saying around here that it's so easy, even a husband can do it.
That's the case. Because
the point is that a lot of diets they require you to buy a lot of special food or make things that basically the rest of your family is not going to want to eat. So you end up being a short order cook if you're the dieter. And the food in this book is, you know, we're talking about lasagna and meatloaf and macaroni and cheese and scalloped potatoes and grilled chicken and things that people look at it and they say, well, I can eat that. And
right.
It's fabulous food. The book's been out for about 6 months now and been very, very successful. There's also a web, you get access to some web tools that allow you to interact with other dieters to see how they're doing. Our nutritionist goes online to sort of monitor and answer your questions. So it's really it's a great book that is actually more than a book. It's a plan for eating better.
Now, when you're talking about changing someone's diet or kind of improving the health of a given recipe, what are some like kind of go-to moves that that cook at home can do to really cut calories but still maintain the flavor?
Right. Well, you know, I think
it's impossible. Is that right, Catherine?
Well,
that's the bottom line.
You
can't.
I think it's a lot of it is just being in the mindset and saying I'm going to do this, and once you're there, there's a lot of tricks. And I think one of the biggest ones is portion. In this country, we have gotten so out of control with portion sizes. I mean, you just have to go out to dinner, and you see that what you can get for $9.95, can feed a family of five on one plate. And I think part of it is just understanding what the portion sizes are. What is a 4-ounce piece of meat? Well, it's a deck of cards. What is a cup of rice? It's the equivalent of a tennis ball. And in the book, there is a wonderful page that has visuals that show, what these portion sizes, what they look like. So I think that's one thing. The other thing is that you can mix and match substitutions, fat-free milk, low-fat and fat-free cheeses. Those are things that you can work into a lot of recipes without sacrificing really any flavor, especially things like casseroles and sauces. These foods are really forgiving, and you can really cut the calories down quite a bit in some of your favorite foods by using skim milk and,
right,
and reduced fat cream cheese and, things like that. Cutting down on the amount of meat and boosting the amount of vegetables, for instance, in a sauce or pasta sauce or whatever, that's a quick way to get more fiber and more vegetables into your diet, but also just cut down the calories, and most people don't miss it,
right?
So those are a few things. Fiber, it's all the things that we hear, but it's just a matter of committing to doing it.
Now, Catherine, one of the things, it's interesting with stuff that we create, all the content that we put out there, one of the most highly searched things that we do is also recipes.
And we don't know what we're doing.
And we have no idea what we're doing. And it just seems like if you watch TV, there's so many cooking shows. There's a tremendous fascination with cooking and preparing. Do you think that Americans, we're just so overwhelmed that we just don't, we don't know how to pull this thing together? Like, it seems like cooking somehow is like building a rocket ship for most people. Is that, do you find that the case?
Well, I actually think that I remember watching the Food Network when there were shows on like how to boil water. I mean, it was very early in its, you know, it was in its infancy, and it's become, I think, with the advent of reality TV, food has just, I mean, watching food, like you said, has just become this incredible national pastime. I think there's a coolness factor to food preparation that never existed, you know, a few years ago. And I don't know. I mean, I guess the way I look at it with our brand, Taste of Home, is that our recipes are from real people. And there are no big secrets here. In fact, we kind of tell people that we're sort of the anti-gourmet.
Right.
this isn't rocket science. This is, you know, if you have the right resource, you can cook anything. I think, you know, some of it is just the commitment of time. It's, you know, it's tough. It's tough when there's a lot going on. There's a lot that presses all of us for our time. And, you know, so how do you make enough time to put, you know, the amazing meal on the table and feel like you're, you know, you're doing right by your family? And, I mean, I think that's where I think that's why Taste of Home is so popular, because our recipes are easy to navigate. They are made with foods that you can find in a supermarket. As much as possible, we try to make them easy so that, you know, you don't have to spend hours and hours trying to figure out, okay, what the heck am I doing here?
Right.
You know, it's there are some people who like to cook and there are some people who don't. You know, I like to hope that if people pick up Taste of Home magazine or they go to our website, that they might surprise themselves with how, you know, how easy something is to do and how much fun it is and how proud they are of themselves when they're finished doing it.
Now, do you have some people that are just submitting recipes all the time and you're like, okay, enough already, okay? You've been in every magazine. You're in every cookbook. Just either get your own magazine going and leave us alone, or do you just, like, hire these people? Like, what do you do with those?
Well, you know, they are our bread and butter. They, our readers and our customers make our world go around. And there, we have our power users. We have our people who, you know, they are submitting recipe after recipe. And, you know, for the most part, we dearly love them because they are proud of what they're doing enough to send it to us. And, you know, we probably get in the neighborhood of 75,000 recipes submitted a year.
Wow.
And we publish original.
How many
probably
people
about
you got
5,000.
How many people you got cooking in the lab over there? What's the lab like at Taste of Home?
Oh, it's kind of a dangerous place.
it sounds like it's dangerous.
Yeah, because we do test everything, and I leave all of that heavy lifting that to my culinary staff. But we, you know, it is there. We just went through our Christmas. Our Christmas recipes. So in June and July,
you're eating Christmas stuff.
Yeah, Christmas cookies, turkey. Yeah, and it's you have to watch yourself here.
Nice.
Easy to overconsume.
Now, Catherine, what do you do in a situation when you have a family of five and you have kids where they have all different taste palate? They, you know, they like different things. And how do you accommodate for that type of things? What do you do? Is there anything that any suggestions you can give to our audience out there about, you know, when you're cooking for so many people, is there something that can satisfy everyone?
Right. Well, you know, one of the and I'm only going to go from my personal experience here because, you know, I'm not an expert. I'm not a culinary. I'm not a chef, but I am a mom and a cook. And what I found worked for me with my picky daughters is, and, you know, and people coming in at different times, you know, when they get a little bit older, is something that can be sort of assembly line-ish. We like to do things like fajitas and tacos and pasta where you assemble it yourself. So you've got pasta, you've got a sauce, you've got several different toppings, you have a salad, and people can pick and choose what they want. So that I don't have to boil the plain noodles with just the Parmesan cheese for the young one when everybody else is eating something else. You know, and there's something about putting your own plate together that is
it's empowering.
I don't know. I tried to get my children into the habit of take what you want, but eat what you take. And I know that's an old saying, but then, you know, they start to understand, you know,
right,
how what it means to put food on a plate and then, you know, and not throw it away. But I did find that those were things that made a lot of sense. When there's assembly, a little bit of assembly, it's not as hard on the cook, and they can sort of customize,
right,
you know, their meals. But we do burgers that way. We do pasta that way. Quite honestly, a lot of times, what I will do too, if I'm not in the mood to cook a whole thing, just go get a rotisserie chicken, and then assemble the things around it. And you know, and that's okay. You don't have to cook a gigantic meal every night.
Right.
But I think the act of sitting down at the table to eat something together is really a good thing.
Well, we appreciate that. And the website, atasteofhome.com, go out. You can get the cookbooks as well, the comfort food cookbook, diet cookbook, and quick cooking. You can get them at Amazon. Can you also get them at the website too?
Absolutely. Everything, yeah, we sell it all through Amazon.com. Some of our books are direct mail books, so you would only be able to get them through our website. But you know, you can get pretty much anything that we. I hope I'm not saying this wrong, but pretty much anything that we publish, you can find out about and buy on, you know, on tasteofhome.com.
Great. Well, we really appreciate it, Catherine. Thank you so much for coming on. The website is tasteofhome.com. Thanks so much. We look forward to talking in the near future as well.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Have a happy 4th of July as well.
Same to you.
Okay,
same to you.
Be
Get
well.
That grill going.
We will.
That's, okay.
Take care. That's Catherine Cassidy. She is with Taste of Home, tasteofhome.com. Check them out online. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our website. Check out our Facebook page. Go there. Also pick up our soon-to-be-released 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Will be out very soon. And a lot of great stuff there on the website. So that is what I know. Also on our website, great interviews as well. Go back and listen to Jillian Michaels. Go back and listen to people like Jack Elaine. Go back and listen to people like Denise Austin as well. And right now we're real excited to bring our next guest. We have with us Bethany Frankel. She is a superstar, and she is on. She's written a bunch of books. Naturally Thin, Skinny Dish. As well, you've probably seen her on TV as the Real Housewives of New York City as well. And I've asked maybe like 20 women about you and everyone about the show, and everyone says they hate the girls on the show, but they love you. Bethany Frankel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, why does everybody love you so much, Bethany? What is it about you that makes everybody hate everybody else and love you?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's...
Have you heard that before? Have you heard this before?
I mean, I don't know. I just speak to people on the street that just say they really like me. I think I think they relate to me. I think they know that I have gone through and am going through things that a lot of people, women particularly, have gone through. And I think I'm being honest about it. And I think the people want to kind of go through it with someone else.
Right.
Like, you know, reflection.
Right. Well, I watched your DVD this morning, Body by Bethany, Body Sculpting Workouts to Unleash Your Skinny Girl, and I like you. And the reason why I like you is that I'm watching this DVD, and Lee, you had to see this. It was really funny because in the DVD,
yeah,
she's working out with our buddy Kristen McGee. She's been on our show before, and she's working out, and all of a sudden, you can tell she loses her frame. She's like, "How many is that? How many did I do?" Like you were like, "Enough already! I've done enough of these." I thought that was hysterical.
Well, because the truth of the matter is, people always ask me what I do, and I wasn't going to go do some workout video with some trainer that, you know, is going to make people go crazy and do some sweaty, like, labor-intensive workout that I don't actually do. What I do, I mean, I'll do 30 minutes of yoga, maybe a couple of times a week, so that DVD has a little more than what I do, and then it has a couple of extra sections that are really ambitious for the times that I'm really in a good fitness place. But overall, I think that you just should be consistent about working out. Do it so in a way that you like it, so you're not dreading going back to it. And that's kind of what the whole DVD is about. It's like it's very honest. It's what I'm really
right.
doing. And it's to be consistent and to incorporate it into your life. And you don't really have to leave the house. I mean, I do work out in pajamas half the time.
Now, can you just share with our listeners, what is a skinny girl?
Skinny girls, it's more of a state of mind. It's the way that you feel about yourself. It does not mean you're size 2. You could be a size 10. It's just feeling your best, feeling healthy, feeling, it's like a sort of free spirit feel. It's definitely not anything negative or unrealistic.
Can you be a size 20?
Yeah, but you're no size 12, Bethany. I'll tell you that much. You're more that 2 with 0 size, for sure.
I am small, but, you know, I'm actually a little probably size 4, a little bigger now since I had my baby, and I'm good with that. I'm a little juicier because, of, you know, I'm but I'm not that obsessed. You're not supposed to be really, I don't believe in being really obsessed. I mean, I do feel better when I am working out a little bit more. I've been running around like a maniac. I haven't felt like it lately, but that's kind of part of my whole entire philosophy also. You do what you can when you can, and sleep has to come before exercise.
Now, your background's also in cooking, right? You have a degree in cooking, and cooking is your, that was your, what you went to school for.
Yeah, I'm a natural food chef, and so my books all have a lot of recipes and are based on food philosophy and basically how to unleash your skinny girl and be naturally thin without ever being obsessed. It all kind of, everything kind of flows together and has the same message. It's accessible, it's affordable, it's not unrealistic, that kind of thing.
Now, in your DVD, you also, actually, there's a part of it, you do a little bit of recipes in there as well. You have a little segment on the spinach artichoke dip thing there.
A big now, favorite of yours.
No, I'm not a big spinach artichoke, but the thing, now, is your stuff in the DVD, was it scripted or they just said, Bethany, we just want you. You just talk the way you normally talk because it seemed like it was real natural.
Yeah, I never do anything scripted. Even like I'll go on the Today Show or something and they'll have all the notes and I'll say, I got it. Like if you're being truthful, I guess to answer your question, maybe that's how people like me. If you're being truthful, you don't really need a script. I mean, if you know what you're talking about. It's not like I'm talking about being an astronaut and going to the moon. I'm talking about things that I live. So, yeah, no, I would never, I'm not scripted. I just say what's going on. The truth is I think a lot of people, when they're working out, do get annoyed and do get tired, and you always see these workout DVDs where people look like they're just having a big party.
Right.
And it's like time of their life, and it's really, it can be annoying and grueling, and so you got to be honest about it.
Right. You also talk a lot about your fantasy world, like your workout. If I was in my fantasy world, I like that a lot. That was interesting. You know, that's really good.
Well, like this week I did, you know, my yoga DVD, I did about 30 minutes of it, and it took me a couple of hours because I was feeding the baby and doing a million things, so I kept going back to it, which, by the way, is a good reason to do home DVDs because you can just kind of stop. But in my fantasy life, I would have done the whole entire DVD, and I would have taken a walk on the beach, and I would have done sit-ups. But in my real life, it took me 6 hours to get through a 30-minute DVD.
Now, how is having a baby, how has that impacted, you know, finding time for you, you know, and getting some of this workout stuff done? Do you have a trainer? Like, does a trainer come to the house? Is Kristen, does she train with you too? Like, how does it work out?
No, the truth is that I've been offered by a lot of, you know, big famous trainers to come work me out post-baby, and Kristen, of course, is offered private. I don't want to be inauthentic and do something that I don't think that my fans could do. Like, not everybody could afford to have somebody come to their house, and people have even offered to do it for me for nothing, you know, but I decided that it would be a great luxury, but I'd rather, if I can't do it myself, then I'm not going to be able to tell other people how to do it, so it wouldn't be truthful. So I haven't found that much time to work out. I'm breastfeeding my baby, so I'm sitting in
right now? Is that what's going on right now as you're talking to us?
No, she's sitting here right now, but but I spent a lot of time, you know, breastfeeding her and running to meetings and running home to be with her. And like I said, you do the best you can. But the DVDs have helped me because I don't have to go run to be at a class on time or take 10 minutes to get to and from the gym. It's just like in and out, you know, of the TV in my bedroom, and I could be in pajamas. So like I said, I'd like to be working out more, but it'll happen.
Now, we had one of our Facebook people wrote in a question to you, and they wanted to know, her name was Jill, and she wanted to know that what do you do when you don't feel like you have the energy to get a real or your favorite workout in? What do you do? Like, what's your go-to form of exercise in that case?
In that case, like I said, the DVD is longer, but I'll do only 20, 30 minutes of it just to feel like you did something. Or just do some really good stretches and, you know, really, really good stretches because you'll feel it'll slow down your breathing and it'll keep you away from the refrigerator and not give you all this anxiety that will probably make you say, oh, I didn't work out, so who cares? I'm going to go stuff my face. Like, it just calms down what I call your food noise. So I would do either, you know, 20 or 30 minutes of my yoga DVD for your own stretching. Or, you know what, go outside and take a walk. Like, take your dog for a walk. Just
right.
To feel like you can do something. Because, honestly, when I was pregnant, I started with my husband, I felt kind of, like, engrossed, and I felt like I'm not really doing anything. So we would make a plan to go to a certain area of Manhattan to go to lunch, and we'd walk there and walk back, and that would be, like, 45 minutes, and it would be, I feel like at least I did something.
Yeah, me and the fat guy, we went to the city. We stopped at, like, Ben's Deli every day for, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We went there. So we know what you mean going to New York City. It's a great – New York City is a great place to go to lose weight and eat a lot of food because you got to – you don't take a taxi. You don't go – you don't do any of that stuff. You just walk the whole city. Now, when
exactly.
Now when you – first of all, Bethany, tell me a little bit about your parents because genetically, it sounds like you don't do a ton of working out, but if you look at looking at you, you would think you're like you're a fitness trainer. So were your parents real active? I mean,
I don't know what it's about. My mother, you know, has always been thin, but she's not particularly muscular. My father, just a regular guy. No one. I don't know why. I don't work out all that much. I think that eating has a lot to do with it. If you're eating and you're doing some exercise that, like I said, is consistent, then I think you're in pretty good shape. What you don't want to do is be the person that works out like a maniac but sucks their face also, so then they can never really catch up. So I'm ahead of the game by eating fairly well. And eating I eat what I want, though, but in a smaller quantity. Like, I used to be about 15, 20 pounds heavier, but I used to be completely obsessed with dieting.
Now, how is it going with the new show, Bethany Getting Married? How is it with, like, cameras around you all the time? Have you gotten comfortable yet with, like, looking at yourself when you're feeling, like, when you feel fat and you don't like the way you look and having a camera pinned to you all the time? Is it overwhelming or are you just kind of over it already?
I don't really, I'm not a model, so it's not like I need to be perfect.
Right.
I am a regular person that... I guess I'm becoming less regular, I guess a little, because I have cameras on me, but truthfully, I'm not a model, and so I don't really look that much about what I look like. Like, I don't love when I have dark circles under my eyes, and I'm not really, criticizing myself exactly for what I look like. But I'm in a bathing suit now because I'm in the Hamptons, and it's not that great. It's not bad, but it's not that great. But, like, I'm 39 years old. What am I, like, going in a bikini contest on the beach? Like, who cares? I don't really care that much.
Well, listen, I'd love to be in the Hamptons with you right now and by the beach. How's the weather there today, by the way? Is it nice?
Absolutely beautiful and not too hot. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Nice. Well, we really appreciate you taking time. We really appreciate taking time. The DVD is Body by Bethany. Can they go? Where can we get the DVD? What's the best place to get it? Bethany.com?
Amazon is a great place to get it.
Amazon.com. And also in the DVD, there's some great there's great recipes in it. Kristen McGee, she's wonderful. She's doing it with you. And also there's a segment that we saw on the back with Pilates with the people from Exhale, the Core Fusion people, Fred DeVito and Elizabeth Halfpap are on there too. They're cool. They've been on our show as well. Wonderful people. So
it's a nice
time. We really appreciate taking time out of your schedule coming on the show today. And when anything new comes out, your next cookbook, anything that comes out like that, please give us a call. We'd love to get you back on the show.
And make sure to drink my Skinny Girl margaritas this summer because they only have 100 calories. So you're worried about keeping people's weight down.
That's Skinny Girl margaritas. Tell us about the Skinny Girl margaritas. Because the fat guy's got a little problem with alcohol. He's got a little... He's got a little issue with it. But,
people think it's a problem.
He's got to stop at about three or four of them. But tell us, for the other people that aren't drunks that listen to our show, what's the Skinny Girl margarita?
Oh, the Skinny Girl margarita is a bottle of margarita for 100 calories a serving, and the booze is in the bottle. And it tastes like you're in Mexico. It's the best product.
Oh, where can I get? Wait a minute. We didn't get this. Where do we get this?
It's available in stores.
Yes, available in stores. They can't keep it on the shelf. It's one of my biggest problems right now is supply and demand right now. It's out of control.
You're too much in demand, Bethany. There's too much. There's not enough of you to go around.
It's just that product just happens to be really good. I mean, it's just like it's what you want to drink, and it's a margarita you can trust. You don't have to feel guilty about it. It's really kind of great.
Well, we'll have to check that out as well. Well, thank you so much again for coming on. Have a great July 4th, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Take care. That is Bethany Frankel. She is the star of Real Housewives of New York City. What's the other show? What's the other show, Lee, she has? Getting Married?
Bethany's Getting Married.
Bethany Getting Married as well. And check out her DVD, Body by Bethany, Body Sculpting Workouts to Unleash Your Skinny Girl. Lee, I'm going to give you this DVD because I want you to unleash your skinny girl. I have not seen your skinny girl ever since I've known you. And when you're online, also check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our our second book. This is not our first book.
The sequel.
No, it's not the sequel.
It's not.
It's not the sequel. It's just another book. 35 Things to Know to
it's
Raise
the New
Active
Testament of
Kids.
Fitness.
This is the Bible of raising active kids. We don't want to raise fat kids anymore. We want active kids coming out of this country. And are we going to put this in different languages?
We should.
We should probably at least put it in French.
Yes, we're very popular in France.
I like the French language very much. And also when you're online, check out our website.
And Australian.
And also go to our Facebook page, sign up, become one of our friends. Some of our people just asked some questions to Bethany. We were able to ask those.
Answer those, yeah.
Matter of fact, someone requested one of the famous world-class runners, Olympic runner Jeff Galloway. He's coming on our show.
There you go. See that?
So I'm excited to have that. If you ask, you will get that. And I am very excited to bring our next guest. She has been on our show once before. She is lifetime coach Valerie Orsoni. She has the website lebootcamp.com. Lebootcamp. I love even saying that. And she recently was just in the Huffington Post talking about the vampire diet. So I wanted to bring her back on. And also, Lee, did you know that lebootcamp.com was voted number 8 best places to work?
Number 8.
So
there's
hopefully
only 7 more.
When she gets
better.
Off the phone today, me and you are going to be employees of Le Bootcamp. Valerie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back on your cool show. I love you guys.
Well, we love you. First of all, hiring.
That's the big news. Yeah. I didn't know you were hiring.
First of all,
you are hired, both of you.
How did you get to number 8? I want to know, first of all, number 8, like, you're in the top 10.
I know. You know, I bribed all my employees so that
to say that you tell them, yeah. Listen, when they call you.
No, actually, it came as a surprise to me as well. I mean, I'm always trying to do my best to make people feel great about their work and everything. But in the end, if you walk the talk and talk the walk and really apply to your company what you apply to your own life, I guess it just, you know, cascades down
now,
and everybody's happy.
Is it because the French, there's a law, right, that you can only work a certain amount of time per year? Isn't it by law that,
well,
or is that not true?
Law, come on! If you have a high-powered position, I doubt that you only work 35 hours a week. I guess it's right. Not applicable. I mean, they apply this in plants, you know, where people have this very tiresome job.
Right.
But if you are the VP biz dev of Yahoo in France or Google or a French company, I don't think you can just go to work from 8 to 12, and then of course you need 2 hours for lunch, and then. From 2 to 5, it's not going to work.
Right. Now, Valerie, I noticed a very close picture between you and Sean Connery the other day. I noticed your head was resting on his chest. You guys look like a couple. Is anything I need to know about you and Sean Connery?
Don't tell that to his wife. His wife is French. She's going to find me. Don't say anything. Micheline, I'm not trying to steal Sean from you, please.
Well, tell us, first of all, what's going on. First of all, you were just in the Huffington Post, and you were talking about the vampire diet. What is this vampire?
Yeah, actually, it's interesting because this is the most clandestine, I know you pronounce it, an undercover diet right now in Hollywood. And
really?
I just heard Bethany before. And she was talking about leading a healthy life and everything, and she is so right. This is exactly what we do on thebootcamp.com. But now we have all these celebrities to be, starlets, people trying to be, you know, very famous tomorrow or overnight, and they want to be in shape quickly.
Right.
And in our credit card society, they love miracles. They don't want to hear that you have to move your body, that you have to control what you eat. They want a miraculous, I don't know, something like a magic wand.
Right.
And the vampire diet is just exactly that.
So what is it?
The vampire, it's a magic wand.
What do you think
you
it
drink
is?
Blood. You got to drink blood. The blood. It comes from...
You sleep all day.
Yes, sleep all day. You hang out at night.
With hot skinny girls.
Right, and you have to wear tight clothing because if you wear tight clothing a lot, it'll probably won't make you eat as much, right? Is that
well? Yeah. Well, that's one of the side effects. This one is good, actually. If you wear tight clothing, you're gonna understand better where your body stands, and it might help you curb your appetite for some, you know, bucket of ice cream.
Right.
However, the concept behind the vampire diet is that you just eat red foods at each meal.
Red foods,
and that's extremely limiting, as you can tell.
Yes, tomatoes,
and Skittles. M&M's,
red M&M's, watermelon?
Yeah.
Wow, cherries?
Cherries.
Red. What about red meat?
Meat.
No, it doesn't
turn
red.
Red meat and...
Yeah, sushi, some sushi.
You can have sausages. You can have Bloody Mary also.
Bloody Mary, wow.
There's a lot of choices.
Red peppers? Yeah.
Well, yeah, but, you know, in the end, you're going to lack a lot of food.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's very not healthy. You will lose weight. This,
yeah,
for sure, as any stupid and ridiculous and sometimes dangerous diet on earth, if you stick to something like this for, let's say, 2 weeks, you will lose weight, but it is not healthy. You won't have any fiber apart from tomatoes. I mean, how many vegetables are red?
Yeah, that's right. There's not many, even though they contain lycopene, but which is healthy for us. But it's still, you're right, it's too limiting. And
it's a lot of red meat, and you both know that red meat is not the healthiest meat on the planet either.
No. No, you don't want the red meat. You don't want to eat the fish. What do you think about what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico with the fish?
Dude, what is with you in the Gulf of Mexico?
I'm telling you.
Do you have a house over there on the beach?
No, I don't, but I'm
He's
really...
He's that guy selling the oil from the beach.
He's just selling it
online.
You know
online.
What it is, Valerie? I'm so pissed off. I'm so angry that they're... Because I think of the panhandle of the United States, the Florida, that area over there, is one of the best kept secrets. People don't realize how beautiful the beaches are. And I was down there a couple of weeks ago, and they've already been affected, and it's really bums me out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is going to be – I'm not an expert on the oil spill, obviously, but this is going to impact. Obviously, we're talking about food. So the food chain over there has been completely disrupted.
I heard the boot camp is trying to solve this problem since we can't solve it here. I heard that the boot camp is shifting, and they're trying to now solve – since you've already solved how to eat healthy and live healthy – now you're on to how to solve this Gulf of Mexico
problem.
She has
a skimmer. Valerie has a skimmer.
You have a skimmer?
There.
Are you with what's his name? Kevin Costner. Are you with that machine that you're cleaning
Kevin
up the ocean?
Kevin Costner, amazing. This guy has the solution, except maybe I don't think anybody wants to pay for the solution, but he does have something.
It looks like
That's
he has
amazing.
Something, but to clean up the ocean, I think his machine needs
the
to be –
The ocean's pretty big.
I think he needs a bigger one than I think that he's got.
Yeah, you need a bigger thing, but he already has – a solution until today, and nobody has a solution. So I guess it's better to start with something small, but you know,
I agree.
Problem than just look at it and say, hey, we need something bigger, let's not start right away. And by the way, this is exactly how we should react when we want to lose weight. We shouldn't wait for the big miraculous thing that's going to happen in 5 weeks from now. We should start right now with something small, like a baby step, one baby step at a time, and then you get to your objective or your goal. Same thing for the oil spill. You shouldn't wait until something happens.
Right.
Let's make it happen. Take it right now and just, you know, act. Right now, I'm sure you two are contracting your glutes. Remember, when you talk to Valerie, you contract your glutes.
I am always doing Kegel exercises. I just can't get enough of that.
Now, Valerie, tell us what's going on with lebootcamp.com. What can you expect to find when you go to lebootcamp.com?
So lebootcamp.com, as you know, is an online – it's the number one online French diet. And I like to say diet because that's what triggers people's mind. But the reality of it, it's a healthy lifestyle. It's more aligned with what Bethany was talking about. It's not something to get very skinny tomorrow without learning about how to live healthily. And
right.
you're going to be, you know, receiving an email every day from me with lots of tips and tricks from friends and from around the world with very yummy recipes. And you'll have menu plans every week. You'll have shopping lists. You have very easy exercises. I don't go to the gym myself. I don't like it. I'm like Bethany in that respect. So I really like to integrate exercises during my day. Like now I'm talking to you, I'm sucking in my stomach. That's why I might lack a little bit of air when I'm talking. And you get unlimited support. So each time you have a question, for instance, should I eat a tomato or a scoop of ice cream? You don't have the answer right now. Well, you write to me. More seriously, it can be a more important question.
Right.
But you have unlimited support. So that's the very big difference with the rest of what you can find right now on the internet. And we have about 700,000 members, so it does work. Otherwise, these guys would have run away already.
That's right. There's something that people are responding to that you're resonating with lots of folks
to sign up. Now, what about you? How do you stay so grounded and focused? Obviously, you're a very busy person. You're traveling a lot. You're trying to grow the site, and obviously, you probably travel from continent to continent. How do you find time to stay healthy and still focused and balanced? Is it a struggle for you, and how do you get through those struggles?
I don't like the word struggle because it makes me feel like my whole life is a struggle and I have to fight for something. So I basically consider it more as a everyday, not even a challenge, everyday goal is to be healthy. Now, if I do like I did yesterday where, you know, I let go of my guard, I lowered my guard and I went crazy over lunch because it was amazingly good. I don't feel guilty.
What was it? What was
makes
it?
You fat.
What was it that you went crazy? What was the thing that you just?
You really want to know?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I totally want to know.
Okay, I had wild mushroom and duck samosas.
Okay, duck. You went crazy with the duck? That's what? That's pizza?
Well, I
thought you were going to say pizza.
I didn't play with the
She's
duck.
She's French. She's French.
Okay.
It's going to be duck. It's not going to be pizza.
So you had,
and it's. I mean, samosas are fried, so obviously, you know, that's not the best, you know, thing to eat. But again, it doesn't happen at every meal. And for dessert, I had. Oh yeah, please be seated. You might jump. I had fried bananas with ice cream and caramel. Ooh, what's
good? Oh, that's good. Fried bananas are good. Those are really
but
good.
But you know what the thing is? I had a raw food breakfast.
Uh-huh.
I did an hour of yoga. I jogged for half an hour during the day throughout the day. And for dinner, I had a veggie-only dinner, so the whole day was
Listen, Valerie,
balanced.
You don't have to apologize. It's totally
I
fine.
I am not apologizing.
You don't have
explaining.
To apologize.
We're not judging you here.
No, you are judging me. Everybody's judging everybody. This is the new society.
That's right. That's very true. That's very, very true. Well, I love Lee. Is that going crazy to you?
That's nuts.
When you crazy go crazy,
nuts.
Lee, what's going crazy?
I think.
Tell Valerie how we do it here in the States.
It involves.
So how do you do it when you get crazy, guys?
It involves several boxes of pizza.
Okay. Could I send you a recipe for next time so that
yes.
you have a great healthy recipe
you have a great
for your
pizza?
And don't order them.
Yes. Well, listen. I don't want a recipe, Valerie. I want you to come here. I want to cook with you. I don't want any of these.
Valerie doesn't cook.
You know, I don't want to do any work.
She's not cooking for you.
I like when people give me like food and stuff, and I can eat with them. I want
to
sit down
so
and have
listen,
a meal with you.
How about we do a TV show next time together? I come over your house and I'll cook.
Wow,
there you
that
go.
Would be awesome. You know what? I'll tell you. If you can last at my house cooking, first of all, my wife hates to cook,
and
the
your
kids
three
are screaming.
Kids. Yeah, that'll
one only eats noodles. One only eat. You know, one won't go near any fish. So, you know, if you can solve this, this would be like, you'd be like the nanny. You know, you come, the French nanny will have you come in and we'll have you solve that. That would be fantastic. I'd love that.
Okay, we've got a deal here.
Okay, what day?
Let's
check your calendar.
Okay, next week I'm flying to Paris, but when I return, how about
okay,
that?
That sounds good.
I would love that. Now, Valerie, you have graciously extended. If any of our listeners are out there and they want to sign up for Le Bootcamp, they can go there and get, if they put in the code Dr. Fitness, they can get 50% off their sign up. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's
wow.
DR Fitness. Yes.
DR Fitness. And they can get 50% off of lebootcamp.com. I love
That's
that.
Correct. So that people really don't have any obstacle between their goal of being healthier.
Right.
And, you know,
and the thing
up.
Is, and we're big believers too, Valerie. We think that the reason why most people fail to achieve what they're trying to achieve is because they don't create the support system and they don't create the accountability system to keep
yeah.
them focused
and
on
you know,
what they're trying to do.
When you're a celebrity, you have the accountability. You're in newspapers all the time and in magazines. So that's the part that's, you know, the accountability system. And you have an agent and a manager. If you are not a celeb yet, you might be a celeb in your, you know, neck of the woods. You need to have this support system, and you need, as you said, to be accountable. So systems like ours on the bootcamp is, hey, you're accountable to your coach and to yourself, and you have the support system, the forum, and you can ask questions. So, yes, you're right. This is what will make the difference between you being alone in your little corner and taking the decision and having all these saboteurs and energy vampires around you trying to sabotage your diet, you know, decision with pizzas and all the bad things that these guys are eating during the radio show.
That's right.
And, anyway.
Well, Valerie, we thank you so much for coming on today. We love having you on here. We want to have you on next month as well. And the website is lebootcamp.com. And it's always a pleasure talking to you. And we can't wait. Lee, what, first of all, what are Lee and I, what is our role going to be when we get hired for Le Boot Camp? What do we have, an office? Do we show up somewhere? Like, who do we talk to? Because if I want, listen, I want to work in one of the top 8 places in the world. That's what I want to do.
I want to get,
I don't want to work at Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy.
Right. I want to get fired by one of the top 8 places. That's my dream.
I'm not going to fire you. You might just sue me right after.
Valerie, thank you so much for coming on. We look forward to talking to you at, next month as well. And again, the website is lebootcamp.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Listen, have a safe flight to Paris, and we will talk.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
thank
take
you.
Care. Bye-bye. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
That is Valerie Orsoni. Check her out at lebootcamp.com and check out the website. Sign up for it. 50% off your sign up if you put in the
That's
code.
That's cash money.
Dr. DR Fitness when you sign up over there. And when you're online, also check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Go there right now. Listen, we only have 330 some odd people on our Facebook page. Valerie's got like 15,000.
Yeah.
Do you? That's embarrassing. I want each one of our listeners out there to send, what, you know, when you send like all your friends, like
share,
share, like this, you know, go to this thing, become our friend. You got to do some work. If you want
us
around. We
really shouldn't be begging like this.
Yes, we should.
No.
I don't mind begging. You don't have to beg. I'll do it.
I'm not begging.
All right. I'm doing it. Become our Facebook friend and more importantly, listen to our show. Great information and great interviews, great past interviews. And soon our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids, will be out in stores. If you want us to come to your town and entertain you, just email us. Go to our Facebook page as well. Lee, I want to thank all of our guests today for coming on the show.
It was a star-studded show today.
It was an action-packed show. Valerie Orsoni was with us from lebootcamp.com. Bethany Frankel, go to bethany.com. How would you like to have a website where it's just your first name, Bethany?
Man, if you spell your name weird, you can do that.
That's got to rock and roll. What did you think of Bethany?
She seemed very nice.
She did. She seemed like she was busy. She had a lot of stuff going on.
She just got there.
She's got a DVD, Body by Bethany, Body Sculpting Workouts to Unleash Your Skinny Girl. And also, I want to thank the editor for tasteofhome.com, Catherine Cassidy, for coming on the show as well. That is all we got today. Listen, everyone out there, have a happy, safe 4th of July. Do not fire any bottle rockets at anybody. What a, you know, firecrackers, don't blow off your hand. It's going to ruin your workout for the week.
But it could slow down your eating. That's the good news.
Exactly. For Lee Kanner, I am Dr. Adam Schaffrin. Every week, we are making healthy living
fun for everyone.
Have a great week. We'll see you next time.